To Daf Hey in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara starts off on the top line. Zeu she'omed u'mispalel tzorech lahashos es raglo. We learned that a person who stands and davens has to hashvos es raglo, has to align his feet. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Makolkas amarayim. Why this Gemara is bringing in here now in the midst of a discussion about the Zman of Ben HaShmashos and the different times of Nates and the Eir Pnei Mizrach is hard to understand. There's an explanation in the Rash Siroo that in the bottom of the Gemara, he explains something interesting. He just says that since the Gemara discussed in yesterday's daf, that the sun does not, the moon does not rise when the sun is still in its sky, still is setting, that each one's sort of frozen, one doesn't come early, the other one doesn't go out late, and that's like regular Yeshara, like a feet that are aligned properly to Nasan Shava. So therefore, it kind of sidetracks into a chazal about the way a person is supposed to stand when he davens. That's the connection that seemingly is with this memra that the daf starts with. Person says that a person who davens should align his feet. Tri amarayim, makolikas amarayim, two amarayim, Rav Levi, Rav Simon. Chad amalachim, one says it means they should stand like malachim, the Chad Amak Kohanim, and one says that they should be like Kohanim. What is the difference between Kohanim and Malachim, the way they stand? The Gemara doesn't explain, but the Haredim basically says that it's a machlokas, whether it means when their legs are attached, is it la'orchon or la'rachman? Is it widthwise or is it lengthwise? One in front of the other or sideways together? Mind you, I'm a kohanim. The one who says that it's the kohanim, zot the Gemara, because of losale amalos al mizbechi. The halakha is that when a kohen does the avod and he goes on the mizbeach, which was built above, to go up a ramp, so that he'll be able to do the avod on top of the mizbeach. The halakha is losale amalos al mizbechi. You can't go ahead and make sure that he is disrespectful and revealing his body, his naked body, to the Mizbeach. Even though, again, they wore clothes, they wore the Big Day Kahuna. If you do the Avod without the Big Day Kahuna, you would be Mechuyav Misa. So even though his body was covered, but the manner of going, the manner of walking, would be inappropriate. And therefore, that's why it says that they didn't make steps, they made a ramp. Because if you lift up your legs to go up on steps, so the beged of the kohen would rise up a little bit above his ankles, it would be again disrespectful, and din of erva, and therefore it was a ramp to go up. Now, how would they walk? It says the Gemara, "Shel yimahalchem akev b'tzad gudol v'gardol b'tzad etzel eko." The kohanim would walk in baby steps. The heel of the one would be right by the toe of the back one. In other words, they would literally go walk together one after the other. Lahashos es raglav. That's what it means, that the way the Kohanim would go, that's what it means, is to be able to go to them, because the way they would walk in this bag. If they would have to walk quickly with big steps, then they would be, it would be disrespectful. It'd be walking disrespectfully. That could basically look like they're, you know, being mavaza, the erva, walking, spreading their legs, so to speak. So therefore, they used to go with small baby steps. Now, so the Gemara says that that's what the Kohanim. So therefore, it says that a person davens, that is the way a person should keep his feet. All the Mefarshim try to understand. We know that the halacha is, that it was made, they made very careful that the ramp that was going up in the Mizbeach, the Kohanim, young Kohanim would run up to try to be the first one to the Avoda, and one pushed the other one off, and he went and broke his leg. And the Mela there, Therefore, they were masakin to go walk up very carefully, very slowly. And the, but that's one Gemara, but, how to reconcile it with this Gemara, there are many different opinions. But Ba'atzem, it's the way that they walk is the exposure of their body is the proper way to do their avodah. So when you daven and you're doing the avodah shebelev, which is like doma to the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, right? We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so our tefillos are in lieu of that. So we have to stand like the Kohanim stood when they were doing the avodah. The Amari, other man, the Yaman Imam Malachim says, like Malachim, how do Malachim stand? So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we describe in the Pasuk, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, in his Nevuah, in his Mara, he saw Ragleim Regel Yeshara. And he saw that the legs were Yeshara, were straight. Now what does that mean, straight? That they stood together. They were perfectly put together, his legs aligned perfectly, in order to be able to, that's the way it looked like they were standing on one leg. And therefore, that's the shita, by the way, that's brought down in the Gemara Tainus. And that's the way we say, that's why we say Kedusha and Shemoneh Esrei. We put our feet together as one, like the Malachim did. That's what we do. That's put down a Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, why would the Malachim, why did they do that? The Kohanim, we understand why they walked one in front of the other, as we said, to minimize the Erva. But why would the Malachim, why did they have to walk like both of them next to each other, 2 feet, as if they had one? Says the Gemara, Chanina ba Andre b'shem Rav Shmuel ba Sutor, HaMalachim Eilem Kefitzin. The Malachim didn't have any knees. And therefore, when the person sits down, how do you sit down? You bend, your knees bend and you could sit down. But when you have no Kefitzin, then you're unable to sit, you have to stand. Says the Pnei Moshe, they weren't able to bend it, they should be able to sit down. They always stood, that they stood. And therefore that was the Malachim, they didn't sit because they weren't able to stand. Therefore they stood together in unison, kaima, and therefore that is the way we are done. We daven like the Malachim, and we daven with our feet together. Here we have Machlokas and Miriam, two different opinions. But in the Bavli and the Shulchan Aruch, we have only one opinion, is to daven one next to each other, and we daven like them, like the Malachim, to be able to be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Zeshe Roes HaKohanim B'Beis HaKnesses, person who sees the Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses, so what do they do? Yimashtate if you nebirchus Kohanim, the Kohanim Duchin. So it says that they see the Kohanim. What do? They give 3 brachos. Bracha Rishayna Tzarklaim Baruch Hu Hashem Malachim. First bracha they give, they say Hashem should be Baruch the Malachim, the angels. And they, here again, the Kohanim are like the Malachim, to bless the Shlichi Hashem, the Malachim. The Shniya Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav. All those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his legions, his servants, all those who do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations should be included in that bracha. And that's the bracha we say, bracha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yer Hashem Ponei Melecha, Yisra Hashem Ponei Melecha. It really is the bracha divided up into these 3 sections. These are the brachas that people, we look at the Kohanim when they're dukening and they say these brachas. Says the Gemara, what about, that's the 3 brachas. What about if there's, which brachas are we referring to? The Gemara says, the Musaf. What about when it's Musaf? Then what do we do? Now we have 3 brachos. What are we supposed to do on Shabbos of Musaf, which we took in as well? So Gemara says, "Bebracha shown in Tzarek Leimar." In the first bracha of the Kohanim Shemas Bnei Bracha is Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Omavei Hashem Alelos. That is the first bracha that we say a pasuk in Tehillim. The Shniya, the second one that we say, is Suyudechem Kodesh. We raise our hands in Kedusha, is what the Kohanim are doing. Shishu Baruch Hashem Mi'itzion, we give our Kodesh Baruch Hu to bless Eretz Yisrael. And each one is for a different purpose. And each one is the brachos that come together, and we're shtativ in the brachos of the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, so what are we supposed to b'shtativ in? When the Kohanim makes these brachos, we're supposed to respond. So we'll see in halacha we always respond the same. We don't mishtan of the brachos be the different dokening. Even when we have a fourth one, as the Gemara is going to say now, in Mayu Arba, if there are four, which is the fourth, which means on Yom Kippur, when you have Shachos, Musaf, Mincha, now Ne'ilah, that's the fourth one, which brachos would we do? We say Birchos Kohanim. Chayzer, we say again, Telesoi Kedemosai. We say in the third time in Mincha, we say over the brachos that we said in the first one in Shachris, and it would be Asa, Bechenisasa. And the fourth one, Ne'ilah, we would say over what we do in the second one, which is how we say over in the Tefillah of Musaf. So we would go ahead. Now we have, again, we have different opinions how we do that. Do we have Duchening in the same structure if it's Ne'ilah? In the Bavli, we don't do that. The Gemara there has a different formula for which brachos we do, and what we hear would be changed when we do the fourth bracha Ne'ilah. But here in the Yerushalmi, it's a, there's four, and we divide up into two, two similar, and the last two, which means that the, Ne'ilah would be the same thing as we did as Musa. Says the Marvaita. The, goes back to the sub, we sidetrack. Let's get back to the sugya of what's considered the morning, what's considered evening. I'm Rav Kanina. Kanina says, "Mi'ayelas hashachar ad she'or hamizra." From the beginning of ayelas hashachar is from the earliest time of the day when the beginning of the light begins to see the light. Ad until she'or hamizra, when actually it begins to rise, not just the first rays. We see a little tiny light in the distance. That is Ayelas HaShachar. When we see more in that whole side, we don't see the sun yet, but we see the whole sky on that side is beginning to light. That is the Shir, that is called Yor HaMizrach. The Shir, the time of that would be between the two, is Od Mahalek Arba Milen. A person could walk 4 milen, 4 miles. Now, we know that the Shir of 4 milen is somewhat of a shear of a distance that has significance because we know that a 1 meal is 18 minutes and 4 is 72 minutes. So the time would be a 72 minute lapse between those two zmanim, which obviously is not something that we see, not something that we are familiar with. And the Gemara actually has a different gears in this whole Gemara for that reason. So what is the Gemara telling us? That there's a shear of Abba Milan, walk a distance of going 72 minutes. Mashiach Mizrach, and it's a comma, Arba Milin, is again another 4 mil. So we're talking about a tremendous amount of time that would be between the first and the second. We know that in our day we don't have that because the original shear of Ayelos HaShachar, we don't really know what that shear is. We do know that the shear of Ayelos HaShachar till Netzach Kama is a shear of 72 minutes according to many, many opinions. We see Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, okay, to many, many, many different things. So, the Bris Milah, the Malacha, and all kinds of things to know which is the correct mind. But the shear that we mostly use is a shear of 72 minutes in this particular time. And we'll see what the Gemara is going to explain. What is the shear on Mizra? How do we determine what that is? So the Gemara is going to explain what the shear is. Where do we get Abamil? Where do we know that it's a shear of Abamil? Where do we see it from? So the Gemara is a pasik we see by Lot. The Pashas were reading. Came time and they told Malcolm and Gerai Lot. They stayed overnight. Now they have to get out because they're in a short city. So they said, let's get up a Shachar Ola. Let's go out. So right in the beginning, it says that the sun emerged, came out on the ground, and Lot came to Tzara. So how far was from the time that let's get up, we have to run, until the time they reached, which is the Zman of Hashemesh, the Zman of sunrise, is let's saw Arba Milin, 4 milin. So we see that 4 milin is the shear between Ayelas HaShachar and between the period of time of Netzach Hama is a period of 4 milin, because that's the time, that's the distance, the space that Lot ran from the Malach with the Malachim to go to save himself from the destruction of the city. Great, the Gemara. Yeah, you said Avon. How could you say such a thing? And this Gemara is the same Gemara we have in Bavli. Gemara says that it's Yosher Avon. It's more. Why do you say that there's 4 milin? It was more than 4 milin. How are you judging that that should be this money? You're learning out from those psukim that it's 4 milin, which has many, many ramifications. Then halacha, And he said, no, it's measurement, it's more. The Gemara says, Amrav Zeira, Amalach, Ayyamakader, Lifnei, Amadar, Amalach came and cut through a path through the mountains for them to be able to reach it in 4 mil, which means straight path 4 mil. If not the regular way, you have to go around the mountains, that would talk to be more. But if they would go cut through, as if walking like a bird, flying straight from spot to spot, from location to location, that would be the sheer, but it would be the talk of the sheer of 4 mil, and the time it gets for Netzach Hamel would be in the way that they went, and they walked in that particular derech. Others say, Mar Bavli has a different opinion, and says that they, Malachim pushed them, that they went in a regular distance as 4 mil, in a regular, the time is 72 minutes, if you walk regularly. But Lod ran, Malachim pushed them, and they ran. So that would be a shortest mile. But here we don't answer, here we answer a different answer, that it was done through a direct walking through the mountain. The Malach cut a hole in the mountain, so they were able to go ahead and to have that distance of a dalad mil. That's what we see it from the Pasig, to know that that's the shear of this amount of time it takes between those two Zman. Says the Gemara says, and what do we know of that Zman? Okay, so now we establish the Zman from Yair HaMizrach until Netzach Hamah. What do we know? The Yellow Sashaka, from the first rays that come up until Yair HaMizrach, is when we get that, it's 4 mil. The Pasuk says, Kamo, Uchamo. It says, Uchamo, and like. So therefore, Mila, Medamila Kaverta. The word is compared to the other. It's the same word. And Mamela, now some say not the same word, but Lakvarta, it's Vukamo. It's added, Vukamo to add the extra letter. And therefore, it should be, that's the, we leave it from. Pnei Moshe says, no. So if Lema Kamo, Ksiv Uchamo, Ashakar, Olamash Mashiesh Odav Adoma. There's no, in fact, it says with the Lushan, with Ukmo, to must be, there's another Zman, another period that's a similar Zman. So we already established where we get the 72 minutes from. That's 4 milen. So now it says Ukmo, that there's another equal Zman. What Zman is that? That's the Zman from that Zman to the Zman before of Ayel Sashak. And that's what we know, that is considered 4 milen, as well in this particular time. Okay. Let's see right. So the Gemara says that now again, a little bit sidetracked. Do we see this Lashon of Ayelas HaShachar? We find this in a Pasuk in Tehillim. Now, it's interesting what it's referring to. And why is it called Ayelas HaShachar? So David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Beis, the famous Kapitel, says, Lel Matzeach, and he says Ayelas HaShachar. So what does Ayelas HaShachar mean? What does that word mean? What's David HaMelech telling him? I'm going to say Ayelas HaShachar Mizma LaDavid. What is the explanation of that? So the Gemara says, Ayelas HaShachar Mizma LaDavid. Ayelas HaShachar Mizma LaDavid. First, you should know on the Zman Ayelas HaShachar, if the person who says that means, then you could see this Kokakva that we had the other day, which is according to the morning star, which is really one of the planets where you see Mars or Venus, different opinions is which one you see. You could see it in the star, in the sky. When you say, if you see that, that's considered Ayelas HaShachar. That's a toast. That's a mistake. Because Zimin Mikadra, Zimin Yorkas. It's not the morning. It can't be that Zman, Ayelas HaShachar. Because sometimes you see it earlier, in the middle of the night, you could see it. And sometimes it comes later. It's not an exact Zman. And David HaMelech is referring to Ayelas HaShachar, the exact Zman. It's a fixed time. So which Zman is he referring to? What is he referring to? Ayelas HaShachar. It can't be this morning star, which we said we don't count that as part of it because it could be there even during the nighttime. And therefore that we said already, it's not the Kokhav you can count as a considered star at night because it's there during the day. So that is not, it's a toast to think that would be the Zman of Ayelas HaShachar. So Gemara says, if so, my Kodin, then what does it mean? What is it? What is the thing? What is the interpretation of Ayelas HaShachar? So it says, Kamin train, dukronin, dinahar, disulkin, mindinko, menadin. What it means is like two kurnin, like a karen ashar. It's two horns, we have an animal that has two horns. So just like the two horns you see first, when an animal comes, it's foggy. First thing you see is the horns because they protrude out of the head. So too, you see two horns of light that come, the Mizrach, beginning, this the first thing you see that starts the illumination of the day, that starts the morning, and that is considered, that's where it comes a yelas hashachar, from the ayil, that has the two horns. That's how the light begins to shine in the morning, to be able to see that it's what it called. Now, it's interesting that then you look in the Pasuk and the Gemara and the Sechus Yuma and others talk about that, yeah, Yelos is a female. Female doesn't have any Karen. The males do. So why Yelos is a Shaka? So there are many explanations for this in the Farshim. But this Lamaise is a Zman. The first two things that you see is considered a Zman of Yelos is a Shaka. We are not familiar with those, that Zman. We, in Halacha, only go by Yelos is a Shaka, which is a Zman, but the Eved, you could start davening even before Nates, you could daven 72 minutes before Nates, but this Zman itself is a Zman that we're not familiar with, we really can't see it, we really can't tell, and therefore it doesn't have any ramifications in us in Zman Tfilo or Tfilin or Talos, or things of that nature. Says the Gemara Maisa. Dolma, interesting. If you look at the Mefarshim, it points out the Charedim, that normally when the Gemara wants to say a Maisa in Bavli, we have the word Itmar. Almost on every daf in Shas, we have the word Itmar. Here, that's not used, the Lashon is not used in Yushami. It's a Lashon Dulma. And he says, Lashon Kasari, he, Haredim says, it's a short, a word, really, Da Lama Damya. What's it compared to? Whenever the Yushami is telling us a story, instead of itma, like it has in Bavli, it introduces it by the word dolma, which is a ksara lashon, an abridged version of dolma domya. What's it compared to? And the kamo itma b'Bavli, and he says he's talking to his Rebbe. He already quotes his Rebbe. And I told him this idea that the word is the same as itma and Bavli. Lo sfirle ein mashu. Said he didn't agree with that interpretation, but it seems that the Haredim is introducing to us that concept. They were walking in the plains of this place called Arbel. So when did he walk? It was Brits. It was in the morning, early in the morning. It was still like nighttime. They were walking in the very early morning, and they saw the light of Ayala Sashaka. They saw that those lights, those two horns, those two rays of light coming. My Rebbe, honored one. He said, Kachi Gula Tanshe Yisrael. You should know that this is the way the Gula of Klai Yisrael is going to happen. But Tchila Kima Kima will come very, very small. You'll see small drops, little inches, little baby steps of Yeshua. Kamash Yalekas Yerabi Malekas. And as it goes further, the Gula process, we'll see more and more until it comes much larger. Just like in the mornings, the light starts with two tiny little horns of peeking through the dark. And then it begins to get brighter and brighter. The sun rises until it's midday. So too, that's the way the Gula will be as well. It'll be little by little, ma'at ma'at, and then it'll come. And it was my time. My time, where did we get from? As the Pasuk tells us in Micha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eisha, I sit in Choshek, a darkness, and Hashem, only Hashem will bring me the light. So the light of redemption is the light of the day. Just like the way the light of the day begins, so too that way redemption will begin. Says the Bnei Moshe, Agolus hu achoshech, Cholus is darkness, Vagulia oira, and the gul is light. Goshem sha'or b'shaka bo ma'at, just like the or comes in the morning little by little, and gets bigger and bigger, so too that would be the gul of Christ. So, and the Gemara gives an example, and the Yerushalmi gives an example of the nace of Mordechai the Esther. Hence, we're going to explain that is the kina that David Melech is referring to, Yelos HaShachar, as it says, often, explanation in Maseches Megillah, the Bavli Kach. The Gemara says, how the story unfolded, the story of Purim. Said, what? He was minding his own business. And then we know that he overheard the whole story. They were trying to destroy Bixam Asheras, was trying to kill Akshverosh. Therefore, he went and he told him, and he was saved. The Gemara again goes into such little detail, but Mefarshim tell us that look at the lashon of the Charedim that Mordechai was sitting Yeshua Shah Melech. Why? Not because he had nothing else to do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be there so that he can hear Bixas get the Bixam Asheresh. And they told Mordechai the plan, and Mordechai overheard. The refuah, hikdima refuah the makkah, because Baruch Hu prepared the refuah before the makkah. Doim el yelz hashachar, just like the morning starts. And memela, and therefore, that's what a yelz hashachar is. Al ze amre Esther, beruach hakodesh. An incredible thing Chazal tells, the Medrash Tehillim, that why does it refer to yelz hashachar to Esther? That when Esther went into Achashverosh with her plan to ask him to come to a party and to bring Haman along, it could have gone either way. Could have backfired. And therefore, he could have got angry at her for inviting Haman. Could have killed her on the spot like he did Vashti. So she went in with a tefillah. What tefillah did she say? Kapitel Chav Beis, Lamatzeach Yelz HaShachar. That was a tefillah that she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save her when she went in to Achashverosh to begin the story of the salvation. Says the Gemara. So too over here, this is what happened over here. The Chil Kamoi, and now the Gemara discusses the story of Baruch Avi Esther, how the salvation happened. And the Gemara says, came a story dead, and he actually couldn't sleep, and he told to go ahead and give Mordecai Lush Asus. Obviously the bridge story of the Megillah. And then he took him in the streets. After the whole story, he took him through the whole thing, and he saw that Vamamish from being sitting at the Shah Melech in Big Day Avelos in mourning, in Sak Ve'efer, and now all of a sudden he's dressed in the Big Day Malchus of Achashverosh, and he's taken into the street by Haman himself. So he obviously saw the salvation was coming. Yeah, afterwards, he went back to Shah Melech. Afterwards he went out. Then what happened again? He went out again after the story unfolded, and now Achashverosh ordered Haman to be killed. Now he went again. Went out with Melech Bavush Malkus. And then Akak Yudamash Arva Simcha. So you see that this little thing that happened started with a little sitting by the Shah Melech and being able to hear the story, overhear the conversation, because some sharers, everything little by little until the salvation came. Mefarshim point out and ask a good question, which is really not directly asking the Bavli, but he asked the question that when he went back to Yeshua Mimel Mashar Melech, and back together, Lusak B'Taniso, he sat with his, why would he go back? He saw that the salvation was coming. He saw that Lamayim and Ateva, that he was now taken out. On the horse of the king with the Big Day Malchus, Big Day, B'Gad Malchus, why would he go back and put on sack paper? The Yeshua is coming. So there are many, many explanations for this. Some say that he thought this was going to be the Kleisel didn't deserve it. Interesting, they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky that he said no, that he disagrees. He said that when he went back, he didn't go back when he sat by the Malchus, with Big Day Malchus, Hitaka didn't go back to fasting and this because he saw that it was others say no. He thought it was only a partial salvation. And they have to daven for the rest. So this is the idea. I see the same idea. Yelz HaShachar, the same concept, how it starts small and it gets big. That is the Gemara sidetracks about that aloka. Back to the Gemara statement. The Gemara says that this is man by Yelz HaShachar. Yelz HaShachar was this man of Abraham Elit. And the same thing from there to Netzach Hama. The Gemara is looking at Yehuda. The thickness of the Rekia, which we had before, the sun hides in the Rekia, and its sun sets, it hides in the Rekia, goes through without us being seen, through the Rekia, and then comes back the next morning and starts its cycle again. So the Gemara says, Uva, how thick is that Rekia? It's a mahalech of 50 years. If a person would travel, it would be his man. If a person would travel for 50 years, continue traveling without stop. That's the time it takes to go. That's the thickness it would take to go through the Rekia. How much is that? How far is that? An average person walks 40 mil a day. And the Mela, since the sun is a halach of Chamishim Shana, 50 years. So you're talking about a very, very long period of time that it goes through the Nalamaisa. We have Chamishim Shana. In the Bavle and others, Megoris, this thing, it's not 50 years, it's 500 years. That's the share of the, that's what we have. And some Taka changed the Girsa. The Gra and others changed the Girsa. It's not Chamishim, but rather it's Chamesh Meos. But it's a tremendous amount of time. And each Rekia is a share, and the person himself can walk 40 mil, and yet he can go through, imagine that, he can go through the, for a period of time, he could walk, that's how much a person could walk, on a day. So how many times would it take to walk, days would it take to walk the share of 500 years in the share, in the thickness of one rakia? So come out that the thickest of rakia is a traveling of akas me'asar yom, one-tenth of the shear of the zman. It takes the sun to go ahead and circle through the rakia to come back around. So it's an incredible period of time. And I'm trying to tell you how far it is. We have in the Bavli, it talks about that there's shiva rakias, and in each rakia is this shear, and then it tells us that the space between each rakia is also a shear, a space of 500 shana to be able to go from one to the next. It's a tremendous, tremendous distance between one, way beyond our comprehension or our understanding of what that means. So the Gemara says, you see, you can go through the concept that he said that the sun goes through the rakia and comes back around. It makes sense if you'd say that the shear rakia is akad me'asar yom. That's the amount of time that it would come, that the amount of time that it comes back into starting again, with Netzach Hama begins to appear again in the new cycle, the new day, when it travels through the thickest of the Rakia. Says the Gemara, the Shem of the Rakia, Malach HaMishim Shana, just like the thickest of the Rakia is 50 years, Kach Uvav Shadja, Uvav Shadja, Chom Malach HaMishim Shana. So to the thickness of the earth, the thickness of the Tahom, at the bottom of the ocean is Mahalik Hamishim Shana. Is also share 50 years. And again, according to some gears, it's not 50, it's 500 years, which is an incredible Zman. Kashbel created the Rakia, connected the thickness of the Aretz and the Tahom, that has this incredible distance between the Matam. Where do you get the idea that the thickness, the Uvav, the thickness of the Tahom and the thickness of the Aretz is Doma to the Uvav of the Rakia? Who did he see? From a Yoshua Kuga Aretz says in a pasuk in Yeshaya that Chug Shemayim is Halak, because what walks the Chug circles the earth, circles the Shemayim. Uksibacheko Chug al pnei tahom. You say Lashon Chug Zer Shava. The same Lashon Chug by the thickness of Shemayim. The Lashon that the Nach uses, the Navi uses, is the same one, the same Lashon here. So it's a Zer Shava, one word to the next. Chug, that is the same shear, would be considered here the distance as well. Okay. Gemara says Tani, Eitz Chaim Halek Amisha Mama. One more member of the Gemara ends that the Eitz Chaim, that the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, which we had in Gan Eden, that Adam Arishon ate from, Eitz Chaim, according to many opinions, that this is what we're referring to, is the thickness of Mahalak HaMesh Me'osama. The thickness of that going around that tree is 500 years. Doesn't even mean from that, of all the branches that, but rather, afilu kuroso, just the diameter of the kuroso, the base of the tree, the trunk of the tree, would be considered a journey of 500 years. Now, obviously, we don't understand what the thickness of the heavens, of the firmament of the heavens, or the thickness of the Tahom, is the distance of Chamishim Shana or Chameshim Shana. We don't have no understanding, but we surely have no understanding what this means. It's obviously something that's referring to, is a Pimashal. The Maral speaks about this in great detail, what this means, the thickness of the tree. How could any tree be thickness of journey of 500 years? How would we understand that? So obviously there's understandings of Kabbalah, of Makshava. Another understanding means, doesn't mean that the tree itself is that way, but I want some explanation. It means that the Eitz Hadas caused the sin of Adam to be taken out of Gan Eden, Mela, we were sent down into a distance of 500 Shana, because that's the tree that caused the, man, Adam, to be sent out that distance into the Aretz, and therefore the tree is considered as if it is that distance because it caused the distance that we have currently to the Rakia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rakia and Shemayim. So we'll stop over here, continue tomorrow, and Daf Vav.